Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to unlocking that champion's mind within you. Ever feel like you're caught in a time warp, watching deadlines whiz by while you're stuck staring at that daunting task list? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling the beast we call procrastination because let's face it, those unfinished goals are whispering your name in the dead of night, aren't they? But fear not, my friends. We're going to break down this procrastination puzzle and give you 5 golden nuggets to reclaim your time and crush those goals. First up, we gotta acknowledge the elephant in the room, that nagging feeling of overwhelm. Ever feel like starting a project is like climbing Mount Everest? You know that feeling when you look at the sheer size of it all, and suddenly, Netflix starts looking way more appealing? That's your brain playing tricks on you. So, tip number 1. Break it down. Chunk that mountain into smaller, manageable steps. It's not about conquering Everest in a day, it's about taking those baby steps that lead to the summit. Next up, let's talk motivation or lack thereof. You know that fleeting feeling of inspiration that usually vanishes faster than a slice of pizza on Super Bowl Sunday? Consistency's key, people. It's not about grand bursts of energy, it's about showing up every day, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Think of it like building muscle. You don't become a bodybuilder overnight. You show up at the gym, lift those weights, and over time, boom. Gains happen. Speaking of habits, let's talk about creating rituals that set the stage for success. Ever notice how some people just seem to glide through their days with laser focus? They have routines, they have triggers, little cues that signal work mode is on. You gotta find what works for you. Maybe it's a specific playlist, a cup of coffee brewed just right, or even a power pause before you tackle your to-do list. Make those rituals non-negotiable and watch your productivity skyrocket. Now, let's get real, distractions are everywhere, people. They're like those pesky mosquitoes buzzing around a summer barbecue, constantly interrupting the good times. Social media, emails, that notification ping every 5 seconds, they are all vying for your attention. Tip number 4. Create boundaries. Dedicate specific blocks of time to certain tasks, and during those blocks, turn off notifications, close unnecessary tabs, and become a laser focus machine. Remember, you're in control. Finally, let's talk about the power of self-compassion. We're all human, folks. There will be days when procrastination wins, and that's okay. The key is to not beat yourself up about it. Learn from those moments, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Remember, progress over perfection, every single time. So, you've got that big dream, maybe it's writing a book, launching your own business, or finally mastering that killer guitar riff. But there's a hurdle procrastination is holding you back, whispering doubts in your ear and tempting you to stay on the couch. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She had this incredible idea for a photography blog, one she dreamed of sharing with the world. But every time she sat down to write a post, her mind would wander, or she'd get distracted by something else. Sound familiar? Sarah felt stuck, like she was drowning in her own to-do list. One day, I asked her, "What if you just committed to writing for 15 minutes each day?" She laughed and said, "That's it." But guess what? That small commitment changed everything. Sarah started showing up every day, even on days when she didn't feel like it. Slowly but surely, this 15-minute burst of writing turned into full-fledged blog posts, and her blog blossomed into a vibrant online community. Sarah learned that sometimes the biggest obstacle to achieving our goals isn't a lack of talent or resources, it's simply showing up and taking the first step. Remember, friends, you've got this. Break down those big goals, build those positive habits, create boundaries against distractions, and be kind to yourself along the way. Action beats inaction every single time. So, go out there and conquer your procrastination. And as always, don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little motivation boost. Join me tomorrow for another dose of Champion's Mind, because remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.